there was something off about that place. It's just, I knew in every fiber of my being that something was off. When we figured out what was going on, it was truly a house of horrors.
In a small town in Colorado, people trusted a family-run funeral home in their deepest moments of loss. Run by a mother and daughter team, the funeral home offered thoughtful services at a fair price. But there was a dark side to their business.
It didn't click. It didn't register with me that they were dismembering people.
People call her the Montrose Butcher.
She is such a crook. She's so greedy.
This wasn't just about money. These people were sociopaths.
The mother and daughter were actually running a shocking scheme. They'd use discounts on cremations to lure their victims in the front door, only to sell their bodies out the back.
The level of callousness to do that, to steal a body and then charge them for it on top of it, that is a whole nother level.
She was morbid. Her head is warped. Her thought process is warped. Everything about her is totally demented.
You know, instead of cremating people, if we just sell their bodies, that'll work.
He said, we have reason to believe that she may have dismembered him and sold parts of him. And I said, what do you mean he was dismembered and sold? Like, what are you talking about? His organs?
They murdered my husband after he was dead. Like, those are the only words I have.
I'm getting angry all over. I've got a small sweat breaking out, and I'm ready to choke somebody if they were here.
The scheme went way beyond their little town. It stretched into a shadowy world where people buy and sell body parts for big profits.
It was just a free-for-all. If you can get a body, you had a buyer. The ones with the most bodies wins.
I mean, come on. The little town of Montrose has all these people donating their bodies.
I could not figure out how I could work for her for as long as I did, be as close to her as I thought I was, and be totally clueless.
I'm investigative reporter Ashley Fonts. I'll unravel the mystery of how a small town hero and her elderly mother got away with the most disturbing crime I've ever heard of, and piece together what it took to stop them. Cover Up, Body Brokers, coming January 1st, 2024. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, she's obviously crazy. I mean, like, she decapitates bodies for a living, and now she's chasing us down. Like, we need to lose her.